There's a quote on the website of Animal Defenders International that says the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. That's from Gandhi. And we are joined today by Animal Defenders International, Matt Rozelle. He's the campaign manager. And big news, the largest circus in America that was using animals, Ringling Brothers, just closed down.
That's right.
Animal Defenders International, you've been campaigning on behalf of animals that are used in the circus and have had a lot of campaigns to educate the public for a long time now.
Yeah, we've been at this for decades. And Animal Defenders International is working around the world. We do undercover investigations, and we look at the best available science about how animals in entertainment are suffering. They're suffering first from being separated as babies. They always have to separate baby animals from their families in order to put them in entertainment, because they sever those natural bonds that they would have with their wild families so that they can force them into this life of learning tricks and being a part of this entertainment industry. And the fact is, these animals stay wild. No matter how long they've been out of the wild, no matter if they're born in captivity, they remain wild animals. So these tigers and bears and elephants and other animals used in entertainment have all those instincts that the wild animals have. And they're also potentially very dangerous. It's a situation that's not good for people or animals, because obviously, the animals suffer. They're being carted around the country in small cages. The confinement is very hard on them and stressful. The training is very harsh, because they're training them to do tricks that are not natural, that they don't choose to do. Mm. And they have to do them on cue every time, every day at a certain time for the show. And so the animals aren't always wanting to cooperate. And so the weapons are used on them. That's the tool of the trade. Are things like bull hooks on elephants and electric shocking devices. The big cats are whipped. Food and water deprivation is very common to get them to do these things. And then they have a lifetime of boredom living in cages. And I think that what's happening, what we're seeing with victories for the animals, like the Ringling Brothers closing, is the audience is voting with their feet. Uh-huh. You know, people are choosing, and Ringling Feld Entertainment, Kenneth Feld, said it himself in his news conference that they've seen for a decade the ticket sales have been declining. What they failed to do was to change their business model and to adapt with the times, because the circus industry is thriving around the world, but the part of the circus industry that's not is the animal portion of the show. Like the human circuses like Cirque du Soleil and many others here in the U.S. and around the world are doing really well.
Circus Vargas, is that one of them that you mentioned?
Yeah. So in Southern California, there's a circus called Circus Vargas. Historically, it used to have animals, but about 8 years ago, the owners who took it over decided to change up the show. They saw the changing times, and they made a good business decision. And I just recently heard them interviewed, and they said, no, their show is doing great. So at the same time when Feld and Ringling Entertainment is going belly up, circuses like Circus Vargas is saying that their show is great and people should come see it. It's thriving.
And at Animal Defenders International, you guys have an international campaign against what you call circus suffering, right?
Right. We have our Stop Circus Suffering campaign, and our model around the country is we do undercover investigations. We look at all the best available science, and then we take that to the public. We share it outside of circus venues and forms of protesting, but we pass legislation, and that is the cornerstone of what we're doing. The way to really protect these animals is to change the laws for them. And 34 countries around the world have passed animal protection laws. Wherever possible, we go back and rescue those animals. And so throughout South America, for example, we had investigations throughout all the countries in South America. And then systematically, we've been going country by country, working with local activists there to pass bans. We've succeeded in many places, most recently in Bolivia and Colombia and Peru. In Peru and Bolivia, we've been able to actually go back with the government and rescue those animals. Because in places like Peru, for example, the law is only as good as it's enforced. And it's very difficult for these governments to be tracking these circuses and making sure they don't have animals. And so what we've done most recently in Peru is we worked with the government. We told them, if you enforce the law, we will come behind you and we will rescue all those animals. We took them to our rescue center and then found permanent homes for them. And so we rescued over 100 animals that were formerly in the wildlife trade or in in circuses, and most of them were placed in sanctuaries within the country, and we airlifted more than 30 lions to a sanctuary in South Africa.
Right. You saved over 130 animals.
That rescue was big, and actually we have another piece of it is coming up. Dominga, this Andean bear that we met along the way while we were down there. Well, let me back up a second. Cholita was maybe one of the most famous bears now in the world. Poor Cholita suffered so badly in the circus that they had taken off of all of the ends of her digits. She had lost all of her fur from stress. Just a really broken-spirited animal from years of abuse. You wouldn't believe the tiny cage she lived in for so many years, barely bigger than her little body. And we found her and rescued her and found a great spot for her. And we were able to rescue a couple of other Andean bears in the process. And now we're going back for Dominga. And actually, I brought a picture of her. She's also bald. She's suffered a lot, but she's super cute. And it's going to be a big project to rescue her that involves airplanes and making lots of accommodations for her. She has a specially built cage that's already been built, and she's going to be traveling over the Andes by truck, and also take a trip down the river to a wonderful sanctuary where she's going to have a permanent home near Cholita, where they can grow old together.
Yeah, Cholita looks good now, right? She looks great, healthy.
She looks fabulous, and she's so happy. Unfortunately, her hair probably will not grow back. That's just probably a permanent situation, but she has her enclosure. She has a den. She's getting fed all of her favorite foods. Grapes happen to be her very favorite thing to eat. And she's really in the lap of luxury now. Another part of our project, the wrapping up that rescue, is finishing building out the enclosures in South Africa. So we have these 30 lions that are in at the Umoya Big Cat Sanctuary outside of Johannesburg in South Africa. And they have their families now, and they're in the African bush. And one by one, we're building larger enclosures for each pride. And we still have several more to do, and they're pretty expensive. And, you know, every donation helps. So yeah, we're always looking to continue the fundraising, both for the rescues that we do, but also for the educational outreach that we do to protect these animals.
They finally get a life that they deserve, a life of freedom after all of their suffering, thanks to ADI and then the help from the community. And then you also, this past week, you were in meetings.
So yeah, we're getting close. The council member Rue has introduced a motion. So it hasn't passed yet, but we're working it through the council now, and it's enjoying a lot of support. So far, all of our meetings have been great. Los Angeles City Council is very good on animal issues. But this is a situation that started with wild animals at parties up in the Hollywood Hills. It was a part of Councilmember Rue's district, and we had many conversations with their staff and office about all these issues about circuses, and that if you deal with a wild animal going to a party in Hollywood Hills, you haven't really dealt with the whole problem. And so now he's expanded his motion. And so now what they're looking at is just prohibition of all exotic animal exhibitions across the whole city. So it will eliminate the suffering at circuses, people bringing elephants to birthday parties, all the crazy things that sometimes people try to do with wild animals that's not safe and it's not humane. And so, yeah, we've been having some good meetings there. The same type of ordinance is going through New York City Council right now. We're also working in several states: Hawaii, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York. They're all looking at ordinances. I mean, this is an issue. 34 countries around the world have passed this legislation. And the Traveling Exotic Animal and Public Safety Protection Act was introduced late last year by Ryan Costello and Raul Grijalva, two Congress members who are looking at this issue both from a humane point of view and from a public safety point of view. And we're going to be reintroducing that into this new Congress and, you know, hopefully soon have federal legislation here in the U.S. so it would cover the entire country and protect these animals from the suffering that they have in circuses.
And whether in a circus or traveling show or being trained to do parties, it's the same kind of techniques that are used that are abusive toward the animal, because this isn't a natural state for them.
People understand that positive training can work with dogs and horses, but what we see around the world when we investigate the training of these wild animals for entertainment. The tools of the trade are weapons. These animals don't want to do these unnatural tricks, and they have not been domesticated. Even born in captivity, they're not domesticated animals, and food and water deprivation and weapons, whips, electric prods, bull hooks are all used to dominate these animals because they're very strong, they're potentially dangerous, and these people are going in the same space with them. And we've seen, even recently, we've seen four now, in the last less than 3 months, big cat attacks at circuses around the world. The one that happened in the U.S. in Pensacola, Florida, this woman was attacked by this tiger, Gandhi. When her partner rushed in to try to rescue her and beat Gandhi off of her, he left the gate open, and there were school children all around. This thing was captured on videotape.
Oh, man.
These are the kind of things that can happen where animals can escape, not only attack their trainers, but actually get out and attack other workers or the public.
There are two sides to it. The animals are being abused, and it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And so what can we do to help ADI, or what kind of involvement would you like to see from people?
Well, we definitely think that people should be conscientious consumers and be paying attention when you go see a movie, when you're choosing to go out for entertainment. Don't support animal cruelty. Even in the movie industry, you know, when you see the no animals were harmed on a movie, that doesn't necessarily mean the animals weren't brutally trained before they got on set. That monitoring only happens while they're on set. And so we're really pushing for the studios to use CGI and other technology so they don't have to use animals in entertainment.
So where can we get information from you, or where's the site so we can connect with ADI?
We'd love to have people come visit our site. It's ad-international.org, or you can just Google Animal Defenders International. You can get involved in our campaigns. You can, if you're here in LA, volunteer at our office. Of course, we rely on donations, so we would love to have your help in that way too. And Lion Arc, the movie, is a documentary about the rescue of all the circus animals from Bolivia. And this documentary is now available on DVD. People can find this on our website. Well, there's lionarkthemovie.com is a place where they can purchase the DVD. And it's an excellent action-packed documentary that talks about the rescue, but it's a happy ending story that all the animals, 25 lions in this case, were airlifted from circuses in Bolivia to a sanctuary in the U.S. So make sure you watch for Lion Arc.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for having us on. I love your show.
Oh, appreciate that. Animal Defenders International.